News Talk 1110-993 WBT. I just wanted to check in with Coach here on this, because we were talking about how you respond to adversity, being down, things like that. We know what that looks like in the sports world. What about in people's personal lives? How do you get that next inch? How do you get out of that hole?
Yeah, it's a great question. I talk about it a lot, and it's one of the reasons I wrote the book Rebound. When I talk to Mitchell College, Community College, at their graduation, and I think you have three choices. You can just quit life, or just quit like caring, or you can just let it label you, like mm-hmm. you're a loser, or you're unlucky, or, you know, Bob McKillop would call it loser's lip limp. Mm-hmm. You know, that giving an excuse, like, oh yeah, it's just the way it is, or I was born into this, or I can't get any breaks, or you can embrace it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, you know, winners do. You know, Nelson Mandela, one of my favorite quotes of all time. This guy was in jail for 27 years in isolation. I brought this up today. He said, "I never lose. I either win or I learn."
Wow.
That's the mindset. So something goes bad, health, business, whatever it might be. Okay, let's learn from this and move forward, as opposed to lament in it. Mm-hmm. And stew in it. And then nobody wants to be around that person anyway, right?
Right.
So, and no one's perfect. You know, perfection is maybe your goal, but no one's perfect. The only person that was perfect, they hung on a cross.
Absolutely.
So that's a big part of what I do as an executive coach, is allow people a place to be vulnerable. We need to take off our masks. I wear three masks. I wear the tough guy mask. I wear the smart guy mask. I wear the I got my stuff together mask. But I'm not as tough as I'd like to think I am. I'm not as smart as I'd like to think I am. And I don't have my stuff together like I'd like to. So let's take those off, put them on the hook. Mm-hmm. There's freeing. Now all of a sudden you can sit up straight. You know, there's not as much weight on your, you know, hanging from your face, and it's freeing. And when you get people in a room that are sharing like that, right. And then you realize, oh man, I thought he had it together. He's a friend of mine once said, we're all jacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're Perry Tuttle, played football, Clemson, great receiver. You know, I talked to him a couple weeks ago and about something. He says, you know, Matt, we're all jacked up. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great, because we all look at each other and project.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You prejudge. Sometimes you prejudge, prejudiced, someone that, oh, you know, they're this, or, but you know, they're not that good, or they're not that worthy. But then sometimes we project, like, that guy looks like he's got it together.
Right.
But he might be bankrupt and going through a divorce.
Right. That's a huge point. See, this is why we have you in here, Coach, because you have this amazing perspective.
Well, thank you.
And
when you're 61, you've had some, you know, experiences, both good and bad.
Yeah. You're 61?
60. I know. I don't look a day over 68, right?
No, I.
That's what you were thinking.
No.
That's what you're thinking.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of masks, is that why Jaylen Brown wears the mask?
Well, he took it off, and notice he played better.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
More freeing.
Are there people that should have a mask on?
Oh yes, definitely.
We'll discuss that during the.
That's right.
704-570-1110. Look, who's on next? Jim. Jim in San Diego. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yes, thank you. I had to come on and talk to our house guru on leadership. I couldn't leave him hanging any longer. How you doing, Coach?
Jim, it's good to hear your voice.
Yes. Yes, I work. I take voice lessons and exercises to make sure it's all rounded and sounds brilliant. But hey, guess what? Tara made the news. She was a sound drop on
yes.
WBT News. Did you hear that?
She did. She was talking about not shopping at with Target, not being Christian friendly, and Tara called
us shopping.
Yesterday.
Did you say
not shopping?
Oh, not shopping
at Target. She shops at Target, but now saying,
yeah, my wife's not going to shop at Target either. Yeah.
They're not Christian friendly is what she said.
No.
And that she called late in the day. She called in the 6 o'clock hour, which was refreshingly nice. What's on your mind today, Jim?
Yes. I have a theory about what's going to happen with the election because of this widening pool of Republican candidates.
Right.
I believe that that it's going to enhance things and help us. A lot of people might look at it now and say, oh, all of these people are splintering the vote and they're taking away from one candidate, or that it's diluting the field to have all of these people be in. But what I predict, and I want you to remember this when the victor is finally announced, but what I believe is that people are seeing what's going on. People like to have a choice, and they like to have a wide range of choices, and they like to have a wide range of opinions, advice, and dissent about what's going on from different different people,
mm-hmm.
and in this case, the candidates. And conversely, you have basically on the Democratic side, what is operating, their party is operating basically at the same level as a North Korean inconvenience store. You go into the store, and you say, can I have some milk? I want to buy some milk. Well, you don't have milk, but there's one right there. No, you can't have that. We'll write you down. We'll put your name down, and you come in, and we'll call you when we have
milk. It's right there. I see it in front of me.
Everybody will see this. Everybody will suffer this.
Yes.
And if you recall, the last election, there was a wide range of Democratic candidates, and somehow Biden got the political credit and influence and clout to be able to pull things together. But when you do this to people, people collectively will remember the process was not giving them any options.
Right.
As much as people that are Democrats, sure, liberals, communists want to believe they like it, they really don't like to have their options restricted.
No, and you want many more. You want choices. You don't just want
to
have.
And I believe a lot of people will come over to the Republican side just because they see that it's a well-lit field of candidates that are all, basically, they're going to enhance the cabinet once it's selected.
Okay, and I think you raise a very important point there, and that's why I want to play one cut. TJ, I want cut number 22. You and Coach will enjoy this cut from our Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Go.
Without semiconductors, your smartphone would not be a smartphone. It would be a paperweight that occupies a big space in your pocket.
I mean, there's your choice right there.
What?
That was brilliant.
You get either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but not RFK Jr.
Well, the problem is there won't be any paper if Joe Biden gets a second.
There won't be any paper? There won't be any paper?
They won't be able to have trees, or they won't be able to produce pulp.
They won't
be able to have the chemicals to be able to make a sheet of paper.
Right. We can't have paper ballots anymore, Jim. We just know how you vote. We'll just vote based on how you voted last time around. We'll just count it that way.
We'll just put a mark on the side of the cave.
Jeez. All right, Jim. I think we're gonna move on from this. This is a very good. That was a very, very, very good call.
Good call.
Yeah, let's not screw it up, Coach.
Good call, Jim.
Oh, wow!
Shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired. I told you not to screw it up.
Ah, Jim.
You know, that's a near killing of the show.
Yeah, I know a guy, Jim, in San Diego.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Encinitas, be careful.
Encinitas, Ernie. There you go.